Hey guys, I'm your host Asia, and today we will be talking about how water pollution shouldn't be tossed over our shoulders in the we'll deal with it later category. I have another co-host with me today. Let me introduce you to Dalha.
Hi, I'm your co-host Dalha. I'm here today with Aisha, Hamza, and Farhan.
Hi everybody.
Hello.
Hey.
You know what I found out that was really interesting?
What is it?
When we wash clothes made with plastic stuff like polyester, tiny plastic bits go into the water.
Oh, I know. Those are called microplastics. They're so small we can't even see them.
But where do those little pieces go?
They go into the river and oceans, which is really bad for us because it can harm marine life and potentially enter our food chain.
That doesn't sound good.
I learned that the fashion industry causes about 20% of the world's dirty water. A lot of that comes from dyes and chemicals used to color clothes.
So that would mean Index had to stop using chemicals that would harm our environment.
But some industries are so focused on how much profit they make that they don't even look at how much damage. Technically, yes, but some industries are so focused on how much profit they make that they don't even look at how much damage they're doing.
Good, let's keep going.
Did you guys know that making a t-shirt can use up so much water, like hundreds of bottles?
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
When clothes are made in big factories, they're dyed with bright colors. But those dyes aren't always safe. The water left over after dyeing clothes is full of harmful chemicals.
And where does those water go?
Most of the time, it just gets dumped into rivers or lakes. That makes the water dirty and dangerous.
People who live nearby can use the water to drink or to grow food.
That really sad, and all for cheap clothes.
Yeah, sometimes the water turns blue or red from all the dye. It can stay that way for a long time.
Whoa, that's insane.
That's not even the worst part. One pair of jeans can use over 7,000 liters of water, and that's just to grow the cotton and dye the fabric.
So we're wasting water just to make more clothes we don't even need?
Exactly. Fast fashion wants us to buy more and more even if we don't need it.
Okay, that sounds horrible, but what can we really do about it?
There's some companies that don't do what fast fashion does, like Patagonia.
Wait, I heard of that company before.
Patagonia uses safe materials and even helps fix your clothes instead of throwing them out.
But don't they also use harmful chemicals like other companies?
No, Patagonia doesn't use harmful chemicals. They also make clothes that last longer.
That would mean fewer clothes in the trash and less water pollution?
That's amazing.
Wow, that's so cool.
Okay guys, what does everybody think about water pollution and how it affects you as a person?
That's
No worries. Let's do another take when you're ready.
That's actually a very good question, Asia.
What I think about water pollution is not the best solution for our environment because it's always find a way to harm us.
I agree with Dalha. Because it is a big problem. It has people drinking dirty water on a daily basis, and they can't do anything about it.
Yeah, you're right. One fact that really stuck out to me is how upper class people have more cleaner water than people that are lower class, which isn't fair because we are all human and we shouldn't have to have anything more different than something somebody else has. People really die from drinking dirty water that comes from sewage, and which gives them diseases.
You're right, Asia. I personally think everyone should have access to clean water, no matter the status.
I think if people really want to make a difference, they should try supporting companies like Patagonia.
I agree. Or they should buy less clothes.
The more we help the environment, the better.
Well, I really like talking about this topic because now I know I have to be cautious of what I buy.
Same here.
Well, guys, that's all for the episode. Water pollution isn't the solution. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys are interested about the backstory of what you buy, please tune in with our daily episodes every Thursday.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Peace.